I just wanna thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life. All the Benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me ball on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. Preach. We make it light up like a church. Preach. She wanna fuck and I say church. Preach. You live on Sunday like a church. Preach.
Bottle at the bottle. Drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch them bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roll the coast and I lay back.
Podcasting live from Super Church Radio. It's your boy Superior Sacram. ATM's at the dough. This podcast is brought to you by Sickness.net, Get Infected by the Masses, and also brought to you by Grind Clothing Company. Success is not a destiny, it's a grind. And also brought to you by FanDuel, One Day Fantasy League. So what's been good with y'all? Didn't hit y'all up, Denny and Bang, Black History Month for y'all. But you know why? Because it's always Black History Month. We built this bitch in America, you heard me? And especially the motherfucking Black history that they show us in the United States is all bullshit. You know what I mean? They don't show none of the kings, none of the Black Moors, none of the princes. All they show us are like people who really struggled in United States of America. You heard? But y'all know, man, I know. I don't want to get Malcolm Farrakhan on y'all. Well, yeah, it's the first of the month. Watching everybody getting the street money but me. Money I used to get. Don't miss it, though. Because that's why they call it trap. You know what I mean? It's a trap. But it sure was nice getting that money on first. Cause when you legal beagle, the first is like the day you really don't like. Your motherfucker is bill day. All I do is send out money orders and checks and credit card payments. You know what I mean? The first, that's what I do on the first. And tax time, looking at everybody getting their tax money. Boy, niggas don't know how to act with their tax money. You could tell a nigga who ain't never had shit. Motherfuckers buy a damn new car. Every time they get their tax money. Every year. Keep the car for about 4 or 5 months. Then it get repoed. And then tax time come again. They buy another one. All at the casino. You could just tell the motherfuckers who ain't got no money. They gonna be dressed fly for about a week. Brand new clothes on for a week straight. And you know it's cool. Some people do that anyway. Always fly. But then you could tell the motherfucker who ain't never fly. And they'll just be fly for like a whole week straight. That tax money lasts a motherfucker like a month. For real. Motherfucker needs some money management. That's a good business to start. Teach niggas how to manage their money. What else I've been up to? Just busy. People really trying to pull me like back into this music business serious as an artist. You know, I still do my writing for people behind the scenes. I'm never gonna stop doing that. You know, I have to just tell this one cat who was trying to give me a record situation, about how horrible the music business is. Peep this. Y'all ain't gonna believe this shit. Last year, 2013, the Billboard Hot 100 chart, not once last year 2013 was a black artist number one. I will repeat. In 2013, on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, the one that counts, because that sells Billboard charts, not one motherfucking Negro was number uno. Not Rihanna, not Beyonce, not Jigga, not Yeezus. You know who was on that motherfucker? Marshall Mathers, Macklemore, and Justin Timberlake. Timberlake. Just say Timberland. He do doing his beats. And all of them got soulful music. Oh, Robin Thicke. All of them, all that, Justin Bieber. All with black production, black producers, but white faces. And you know, I don't want to sound like the damn racist motherfucker, because y'all know, everybody know me, know I ain't racist. Been like, grew up, my best friends are like Latino. I was raised, my second parents are like Latinos, you know what I mean? The Moraleses, what's up? Like, raised me, you heard? And you know, man, white friends, I used to ride skateboards. I was, you know, man, so you already know I have hella white friends. But yeah, that's just cold. The music business is just, man, it's like, the music business is just not too hot right now. And not just for black people, for everybody, but definitely for black people. And black people ain't buying shit. Black people ain't buying shit. Niggas don't want to buy bootleg albums, shit. Niggas don't want to take the time to download some free shit. How that sound? But yeah, so yeah, I'm kind of, right now I'm cool. I'm still going to, you know, I'm always going to work on my music. You know, shit I'm doing right now, I think I told you guys before, it's like, damn near, I don't even know what to classify it. I guess you classify it like Linkin Park-ish. A tight Limp Bizkit-ish, Red Hot Chili Pepper-ish, ghetto metal, you know what I mean? It's like kind of rockish, you know, live instruments and shit, you know, but I'm spitting, you know what I mean? So I got singers damn near on every song with me, you know what I mean? Well, man, you guys will hear some of it, you know what I mean? It's going to be on some movie soundtracks and shit like that, TV shows, that type of shit I'll be targeting, jingles. Shit like that, where you can still get a goddamn check. So what else been up with me? Well, let me tell you what today's show gonna be about. Today's show is basically fuck the Oscars. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm like, fuck all that slave shit, that Help, Butler, Miss Daisy, you know, all that bullshit, all the movies that get Oscars and all that shit, it always got black people in a bad light, and I'll never understand that, never, ever, ever, ever understand that, because it's Oscar time, tomorrow's the Oscars. You know, that 12-year slave shit, the Django, whatever that shit was called, the maid, butler, fuck it, even Color Purple, all them damn movies of Oprah love, driving Miss Daisy, all the movies that do good, that's critically acclaimed, bullshit, got niggas in a negative light. Or I should say black people in a negative light. And you know, the movies are Oprah Winfrey love. Oprah Winfrey love all them slave type movies. Just she in love with The Maid and Color Purple and Butler. Her and Tyler Perry, they love them damn slave movies. Driving Miss Daisy. I would have put a goddamn brake on the gas pedal for Miss Daisy ass and straight off of Cliff. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that movie. And then the movie, The Thing to Do Great at the theaters. You gotta be Hattie McDaniel to win a goddamn Oscar. Or Fat Bitch. Or Ugly Bitch. And what's up with this Lupita chick? Motherfuckers going Lupita crazy. Oh, she's the most beautiful girl. She's so fun. Oh, she's taking Halle Berry's title. I'm not going to say nothing about the young lady. I'm sure she's a very nice young lady. I'm going to give her this. Seems like she has a good personality. And also seems... Well, she has some smooth-looking skin. Her skin looks real nice. But all the dominant society that's saying that she's so beautiful, she's so this, she's so... They damn near said the same thing about Precious, man. Them motherfuckers don't think she's beautiful. They damn near trying to be funny. Just like how the models they have them, how they be having the models, the super, super dark models, which is nothing wrong with being super dark. But they be having the real black, it's a look that they want, man. It's a look that they go for the models, you know what I'm saying? The top models that they would have, looking like, and most of them like little boys, little African boys. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. But yeah, they building her up to be like somebody, I guess. But let her get her money. I want her to get her damn money. She deserves her damn money. But yeah, from that, what's the movie she in? 12 Years a Slave. Yeah, I just can't understand why people love that Roots type. That shit make me mad. When I watch movies like that, that shit don't do nothing but make me mad. And even the ones that are true, okay, that's cool, That's nothing we'll make, but it'd be cool. How about make the movies about how we were kings? Make the movies about how Africans really found America, not Christopher Columbus. Make some movies about that shit. You want to keep on showing us a negative light? I remember in school, I used to be embarrassed when they talk about slaves and all that shit. And I'm sitting up in class, probably... 2-3 black people in there, man, and I'm embarrassed, man. They didn't teach you nothing. They didn't teach you about one positive person in school. Martin Luther King, that was probably half a day. And that's just a damn shame. Didn't teach you nothing about, didn't know who Frederick Douglass was, didn't know about Marcus Garvey, man, didn't know about Malcolm X. I learned about all these dudes when I got grown, on my own, I have to buy them books. But they sure teach you about driving motherfucking Miss Daisy in Color Purple and the maid and the butler. I can't comment on movies. I didn't watch them damn movies. I won't watch the maid and butler and shit like that. Help. Man, look how many of them damn movies it is like that. And these are all just the new ones. And they all did great in the box office. All did great. I'm going to tell you what y'all need to watch is my homeboy's movie, man. Tariq Elite. That movie called, well, it's really a documentary called Hidden Colors. You got two parts, one and two. Check them out. Please check them out. It's like some of the illest documentary you ever seen in your life. It's going to make you mad in a positive way when you see some things that you didn't know if you're not up on your African-Americans or Africans, I should say. I like to call us new Africans anyway. Cause I really don't feel like American, even though I am here. But they let me know I am American every motherfucking day. Touch. But yeah, check that out. And he's working on part 3 right now. It's called Hidden Colors. Hidden Colors. You get it pretty much everywhere. See, I'm tired of all these motherfucking slave-ass movies and the Oscars. Watch how good that 12 Years of Slave bullshit do at the Oscars tomorrow. Watch that bullshit. And how they building a Lupita girl. And I bet her next role gonna be some similar bullshit. Mark my words. If she do 3 more movies, I bet 2 of them she gonna be a maid, a slave, some Andrew Mama shit. Some bullshit. I guarantee you. This podcast is made on March the 1st, 14. Remember what I said. But y'all hate to get too deep on y'all. I really ain't a deep person. Some, well, my friends think I'm deep, but I think a lot of them think I'm deep because they ain't shit, though. That's why they think I'm deep, because I ain't deep at all. But they, to them, I guess I am Malcolm Farrakhan, you know? But we're talking about guys that, and this is really sad. Like, all the friends I grew up with, I'm going to say about 97% of them, I mean, my real core friends, about 97% of them don't have a job. And if they do have a job, it's a job. Not a career. It's a motherfucking job. Meaning, hate going to work, kicking the cat or the dog on the way out the door type shit. Coming on like James Evans. And that's sad, you know what I mean? Or your own bed. Not even the own bit, just surviving. If you gonna work for someone, and you know me, I'm like anti-working for someone, even though nothing wrong with doing it. I do it sometimes, you know, I've done it, you know what I mean? But at least have a salary job. But you really need your own business. Really need your own business. But if you gonna work for somebody, please get a salary job. Please. Cause it just, man, it's, especially you having seeds, all that shit, man. It ain't easy out here though. I will say, tell you that. It ain't easy at all. But yeah, that's enough on me telling y'all about fuck the Oscars. That's the title of today's show. But let me go on and get to something more cool and relaxing and entertaining. Let me hit y'all with today's hot issues. Alright, let's see. Oh, my girl, Mary Kay Olsen. She engaged to a banker. Did I tell y'all the story about me and Mary Kay Olsen? You know, the little one, the Olsen twins from, forgot the name of that show she was on. Was it Full House? I think Full House. But everybody know the Olsen twins. They like billionaires. They worth $1 billion. I don't know if it's combined or solo, but they worth $1 billion. But anyway, a couple years ago, many years ago, this is a while ago. I'm gonna say about 5-6 years ago. So at a club in Hollywood, kicking it, sunset. I'm damn near the only nobody in that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Oh, Carlton in there from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Jamie Foxx there. Was Jamie Foxx there? Yeah, I think Jamie Foxx and them was there. Who else was there? There's a couple motherfuckers and somebody in there. I mean, damn near everybody in there was somebody. But anyway, I'm in there with Freddie Prinze Jr. Y'all know who that is. That's a dude. He was on Scooby-Doo. His daddy was like a legend. Same name, Freddie Prinze. But anyway, and his girlfriend at the time was Kimberly's girl named Kimberly McDowell. She's a star on General Hospital. She's been on General Hospital for like 15 years. That's my people's right now. You know, I know her too. He also was fucking with, he ended up fucking with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Everybody there. What's her damn name? What's Buffy the Vampire Slayer name? Michelle Geller, something like that. Anyway, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But yeah, like I said, I'm in there with Freddie Prinze Jr. And we just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Carlton there, we kicking with Alfonso Ribeiro. There's a couple other motherfuckers, a couple of my music homeboys. So we in there doing our thing, chilling. And the Olsen twins there and shit. And the one, I always said, you know, afterwards, I was like the one with two names. Because the other one name is like Ashley. And I was like, damn, I was chopping up the one with two names, Mary Kate. So, and that's when I heard, well, they said she had a drug problem and all that. Cause, you know, after I was chopping up with her that night, you know, I did my research on her ass. So then we in there, whatever, chopping up. Kept on looking at me and shit. So then I go over there, chopping up with her. She asked what I do. You know, it's first thing, you know, what do you do? I know that when you're around prominent motherfuckers, they ask what the fuck you do. They don't ask, you know what I mean, your name first. The first thing, they want to know what line of work you in. That happens to me all the time. Like I said, motherfuckers don't know who I am. Shit. But anyway, told her, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with the music business and clothing and this and that. She just told me she fuck with the clothing shit. Now we chopping up, whatever. We, you know, we kick it like the whole night, chopping up, whatever, whatever. And then I was like, damn, man, I should have got her motherfucking number, though. But I'm like, I don't want to see, you know, like the nigga, and you know, I don't want to have like a nigga pushing up on her like that. I'm like, man, I'm going to run into her again. That's what I'm thinking. But then next thing I know, she go back to Europe and all this bullshit. I see she got a black dude, too. Because I was saying to myself, man, she probably even fuck with niggas. But then I see her in Europe, and her boyfriend is a nigga. All right, goddamn, boy, I could have cracked Mary motherfucking Kate Olsen. Oh, they sister was there, too. They had a sister. Now I found out that she's probably underage at the time. They got a younger sister that's taller than, you know, bigger than them. She was there, too. But anyway, nigga could have. She wanted me, man. I'm telling you, all y'all niggas, well, y'all might not be able to get in, no. But if you could get in any of them clubs, man, them bitches be knockable, man. After that, you know what I mean? Did my thing. But anyway, them bitches be knockable, dude. Worst thing they could do is tell you no. You feel me? But yeah, fuck with them little Hollywood spots. And I'm sure if y'all cats in New York, y'all got your little spots like that. Y'all cats in Miami got your little spots like that. Man, it's worth paying a little extra shit if you were getting them motherfuckers and hanging out, meeting the motherfuckers. Once you meet the motherfuckers, once you in and you become a regular at them clubs, it's on. It's over. Once you in that crowd, it's over, man. Some motherfuckers gonna like you for you, and they gonna sponsor you for whatever the fuck you wanna do. And y'all owe me a pot of gold for that game. You got a little bit of nuts, a little bit of guts, do that shit. You gonna come up. Believe me. Yeah, but back to my girl, Mary Kate Olsen. She engaged to this banker dude. He 44. She 27. So damn, but she got all that money, and this dude look 54. So, you know, you would usually think that she using this motherfucker because he a banker, but his money can't be longer than hers. So she just really liked this motherfucker, I guess. Or he got some good cocaine. Yeah, but Mary Kate Olsen, man, had a chance at that. Ain't too many times you gonna get a chance to knock a billionaire. Touch. Oh yeah, my girl Gwen Stefani just had another baby boy. Man, Let me see what else. Now y'all know I gotta talk about my boy. You know, America's biggest bad boy. The most niggerish motherfucker there is. Who am I talking about, y'all? Justin Dean Bieber. Okay, y'all remember how he got locked up and all that shit for the speeding thing? Well, people report that after the judge set his bond for $2,500, that Justin broke down and started crying. They say he's wearing a red jail jumpsuit with the sleeves rolled up far enough to show off his tattoos. And then Bieber started crying his eyes out, says the source. I kind of understand if it was his first time, whatever. I know I didn't cry my first time going to jail, and I wasn't getting out, shit. But, he shouldn't have cried. He knew damn well he wasn't going to stay a day. But, yeah, they got camera video footage of him in jail now. That's fucked up. They showing this footage of all that shit. This motherfucker got like some house shoes on or some Crocs. I hope they house shoes. And this motherfucker in there with his hoodie on, doing the line walk inside of there. But that's crazy. The motherfucker, they let him wear a hoodie on in jail. My boy got privileges. He got his hoodie on in jail. Yeah, he couldn't walk the line either. But look, you could tell Justin Bieber is straight up nigga though, for real. Like, once they told him he was sentenced, once they told him he was, you know, going to stay there for a minute, that motherfucker started doing his push-ups and shit. Like we all did. When you know you stay there, that motherfucker, you just start hitting them push-ups to the cell, like, all right. On now, man. Let me get my shit together just in case. But Justin Bieber did that shit, man, like a real motherfucking nigga, though, man. Like, Justin Bieber, I think if he had an OG home, because you know he got a lot of black homeboys, but they ain't no OGs. But if he had like an OG black homeboy, I think Justin Bieber would be with the business. I think he'd mix some niggas up. He got little swoles on. You know what I mean? I don't think he's scary, really, you know what I'm saying? I just think he needs some guidance. Well, yeah, they said he was crying and whatever. And then Keyshawn Johnson and Eric Dickerson said he happy he got arrested. Okay, that's what Eric Dickerson said, happy he got arrested. And Keyshawn Johnson said they finally got him. Keyshawn need to chill too. Keyshawn from a hood, and he from a blood in South Central, man. He needs to chill, man. And then Bieber's old girlfriend Selena Gomez, she texts that he's a drug addict and need help. Wow. And his manager Scooter said, "Go to rehab, or he gone." Hey, man, it's kind of cold, man. All these motherfuckers is really on him. Y'all know I be on him on this show, but y'all know I kind of like Justin Bieber, man. He a kid, man. Well, he's not a kid no more, but let him grow up, man. He gonna learn, believe that. He gonna learn. He might have to do a month or two. He might have to, he gonna learn. Or when his money get lower. And our other favorite person to talk about on here, who is it? You already know. Chris McAvely Brown. But I'm about to leave Chris McAvely Brown. I'm about to ease up on him, because now they talking about that he's bipolar. But I don't even buy the title of this. When they say motherfucking bipolar. And what's the other one they call when motherfucker too hyper, when they giving all the kids the Ritalin and all that bullshit? See, I don't believe in none of that shit, man, because that's all new shit. 10, 15 years ago, they didn't diagnose you with that. They just said, you crazy. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no names. no specific names. You was just crazy. Oh, that motherfucker crazy. Motherfucker wasn't bipolar and all that bullshit. They put titles on that shit so they could sell you some medication, man. That's what that's about. But yeah, I'm pretty sure we all could be diagnosed something. I'm pretty sure I'm something. You let them tell it. But yeah, they saying Chris Brown bipolar now. And whoopee. I want to see what he got to say about that though. All right, now the father of R&B superstar Mary J. Blige was in critical condition in Michigan hospital after he was stabbed in the neck. Police said Thomas Blige is 63 of Battle Creek. And he was in a Kalamazoo hospital following surgery, the Battle Creek police said. Cheryl Ann White, 50, of an address in the same apartment complex where Blige lived, was arrested at the scene. She was charged with assault with intent to murder and was being held in the Calhoun County Jail. Police said the incident appeared to be a domestic dispute, describing the suspect as Blige's former girlfriend. Friends and neighbors told NBC station World TV at Grand Rapids that Blige and White fought frequently. Police said Blige confronted his assailant when he discovered her slashing the tires on his sport utility vehicle. Bitches love doing that shit. During the course of the confrontation, the female stabbed the victim in the neck. According to a police statement, Michael Thompson, Blige's roommate, told Wood that Blige heard some hissing sounds that he heard from outside when the air was being let out of his tires. He came back in and yelled for me, said Thomas, who said he found Blige on the kitchen floor bleeding profusely from stab wounds to his throat, side, and arm. I had to grab towels and cover the wounds the best I could until the rescue came. Thomas said it wasn't clear whether Mary J. Blige, who was widely reported to be estranged from her father, was aware of the incident. There was no reference to it on her Facebook or Twitter account. And she ain't got time to tell the whole world her business. But then again, Mary J. Blige, in her interview, she do talk about her whole life. And yeah, she never said shit about her daddy. So yeah, she wasn't fucking with her daddy. And you see her daddy a roommate, so she definitely wasn't fucking with her daddy financially, it looks like. Yeah, that's fucked up, man. Homegirl straight tried to kill him. This was reported about 2-3 weeks ago, so I hope dude all right. God bless him. We'll keep him in our prayers. All right. Now, this is some crazy shit right here. There's now video footage of Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Ice dragging his fiance, who appears to be out cold, out of an elevator in an Atlantic City casino. Moments after cops said they attacked each other on the property. The footage was shot on February 15th, right before Rice and his fiance Janae Palmer were both arrested for assault at the Revel Casino. Cops said they have video which proved both parties attacked each other. But before the arrest, Ray can be seen trying to lift and move a seemingly unconscious Palmer out of a casino elevator. While Palmer is sprawled out on the ground, a man in a suit who appears to be talking into a security microphone approaches the situation and confronts Rice. It's unclear if the man is security, but it seems that way. Moments later, as Palmer seems to regain consciousness, Rice walks away. Both Rice and Palmer were later arrested and taken to a nearby police station. They've since been released. Ray's attorney, Diamondstein, tells us he has not seen the video, but adamant neither Ray nor myself will try this case in the media. He adds, however, the video that's being posted by TMZ is not complete, but is merely the end result of what transpired. We'll assure the public that when the matter is fully tried and completed, you'll have a better understanding of what happened, and we ask the public to reserve making any judgment until all the facts come out. Don't every lawyer say the same thing? I must be in a book or something. But yeah, okay, with the video show, that's Ray Rice, who had a horrible year, might I add. Had him on some of my fantasy teams. But anyway, he's dragging her out the, you could tell he's mad by the way he's dragging her out the elevator. And she out cold. She sleep. And he like dragging her like a rag doll. And then he like the elevator's about to slam on her, and he kick her with his leg, like, move up the way, bitch, so this door slam on your stupid ass. And you could tell the motherfucker was hot, because if he wasn't hot, he would pick her up and carry her. You know, he could have carried her. You know, he a little wide dude. He kind of muscular. But, you know, he like dragging her like, you stupid bitch type shit. And then a little security dude walk up on him. And that's the only footage we allowed to see right now. But guess what they said? The reason he knocked her out cold. Yeah, he knocked her out cold. But guess what they said she did? They said she spit in his face in the casino. Now, if that's true, man, hey, he lost control, probably. I don't think you should knock a bitch out if she spit in your face. Well, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. But your reaction is going to be like, bitch, bow. Knock her out. That's what's going to happen. 9 times out of 10. Spit in your face. I don't know why you got face spit in. Or if that's a true story. But if so, that's worse than what they say. The reason Chris Brown, what Rihanna, they said Rihanna threw his keys, if this is true, it's Ryan Lamborghini, they said, and they arguing shit, and they like, at the grapevine, like, in LA, by LA, it's like a grape, it's a mountain called a grapevine and shit, and it's like pretty much cliffs. They said she grabbed the keys, his keys, and threw them over the cliff. And then they said Chris Brown beat her ass. Okay, yeah, he had a little time to think. He was wrong, if that's the true story. Chris Brown was wrong. I might have choked her, though, or started slapping her, or mush her, some shit like that. But when somebody spit in your face like that, he had no time even to think. And it sounded like he might not get that much trouble, because they said they seen her do something, too. You know what I mean? That's what the police and the security officer said. So they might say, okay, she assault, you know, spitting in the motherfucker's face is assault, so he might get off. But he lucky it's off, it ain't football season, so they really ain't talking about it that much. But he might get cut anyway, because he didn't do shit. He playing old now, shit. And Ray Rice was a beast. All right. My boy Killer Cam, chilling in Vegas. And after debuting his fancy capes last week at New York Fashion Week, Cam'ron making headlines again. Oh, y'all need to see his capes. He got some capes. It sounds funny, you know, motherfucker. Hey, but this shit he got, I ain't saying I'll wear it. Nah, you know what? I'll wear it like on stage or some shit. If I was doing like some big fly ass show, I'll wear one of them motherfucking capes. But now I won't wear that shit on the streets and shit to Target and shit. Well, yeah, this nigga got a cape he coming out with, man. It look fly. Google that shit. Put Cam'ron and his cape clothing. This shit is kind of clean. It look like some shit like Goldie and them used to wear, some pimp shit. You know what I mean? It's fly. I think he might be able to sell a few of them motherfuckers. I can see that shit taking off like in Europe or somewhere where they real fashion conscious. I like the motherfuckers. All right, but anyway, somewhere in the shady streets of Vegas, Cam'ron ran to a street peddler holding a sign that read, "Kick me in the nuts, $20. Cam'ron couldn't resist and went for a full-blown ball buster, and then posted a video on his Instagram stating, "Only in Vegas, shaking my head. And niggas got a sign that says, 'Kick me in the nuts, no homo,' for $20. You know I had to punish that nigga. No homo. You wasn't there." Yeah, but y'all hear my Cam'ron voice? Yeah, but Cam'ron crazy for posting that shit. I'm sure he get in trouble for posting that shit too. I'm pretty sure he get in trouble for that shit. And Cam'ron know better now, but yeah, but man, check out his cape though, man. He was in Vegas having fun. But man, this this damn social media shit, boy. It's gonna be the death of niggas, boy. Alright, y'all know I watched Love and Hip Hop. It just, you know, it's finished a couple weeks ago. And y'all remember the dude in DC that's on that joint? Y'all know if you watch it, he been in jail and shit. But check this out, this news report. Talk about why he was in jail. This boy was getting it. But this, it's called this report. They trying to make it out like he a snitch, though. So I'm going to read this shit to you, like, verbatim. Let me take a sip of this water. Yeah, all right. During the recent reunion episode of Love & Hip Hop New York, one notable cast member, Men D.C. Harris, you may remember him as the fiancé of cast member Yandy Smith, the talent manager. Throughout the season, we all was like, where was Men D.C. Harris? Why was he in prison, and when would he be released? In January 2013, Men D.C. Harris was arrested and charged with narcotics conspiracy and money laundering. Specifically, Mr. Harris was charged with knowingly, willingly, willfully, and unlawfully combining and conspiring to possess with the intent to distribute 5 kilograms or more of cocaine, Schedule 1 substance, and 1 kilogram of heroin, and 1 kilogram of heroin Schedule 2 substance. Wow. So this boy got caught trying to distribute 5 keys, a yep, cocaine, and a key of heroin. Wow. And I think they laws out there is even worse than ours in California when it comes to drugs. I ain't sure about that. Nah, they worse on they drug shit out there. And I know out here, like, a key, I feel like that's 5 kilos, man, you telling a motherfucker you gonna do 5 years, I think, shit. And then a kilo of the heroin, too. Wow, but anyway. Such narcotics charges are punishable by a sentence of 10 years to life in prison plus fines, while the laundering charges carry a maximum sentence of 20 years plus fines. Wow, that's more money. Dope, hiding your money. Get more time for hiding your money than getting caught with a gang of drugs. That show you where America's head is at, huh? Okay. In conjunction with the documents filed in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of New York, the court seized specific assets from Mr. Harris and his co-conspirators, including such valuables as 18-karat rose gold worth $45,000. They don't say if it's a ring or whatever, but something was worth $45,000. Rolex and 18-karat yellow gold, $40,000. And all in all, federal authorities seized over $406,950 in jewelry. And authorities also seized countless sums from various safe deposit boxes. $488,900 in a safe deposit box. $300,200 in the Bank of America safe deposit box. And $122,000 in a Chase safe deposit box. Them boys was getting it. In December 2013, Harris co-defendant Ronald Walker, a.k.a. Kells, pled guilty to the narcotics, conspiracy, and money laundering charges. He admitted to arranging for the distribution of at least 40 keys of cocaine and at least 1 key of heroin through Mendici and others. He also admitted to laundering millions of dollars through corporations in his name. Now, this boy said he did distribute 40 keys and 1 kilo of heroin. He must got caught with a gang of shit to even say he did that much before, or he got a hell of a deal. But anyway, consistent with his plea agreement, Walker was sentenced to the minimum 10 years of imprisonment to be followed by 5 years of supervised release as a result of Walker's conviction. $2.5 million worth of assets seized in connection with the investigation were forfeited to the government, including cash and homes in Queens, New York, and Fulton County, Georgia. But where do things stand with Medici's case? Apparently, as of November 2013, no public docket entries have been made by the court clerk. Both the Bureau of Prisons and Harris attorney report that Medici is currently not in federal custody, but do not offer any additional information or comment. The most recent activity in Mendici's case was an order requiring the parties to inform the court by November 15, 2013, asked her whether the offender would be requesting that infamous detention hearing. Curiously, no public filings appear on record thereafter. If a detention hearing is eventually scheduled and held, the court will hear testimony and determine whether there is probable cause that Harris committed the alleged offenses. If so, the judge must then decide whether any conditional release will adequately ensure that the defendant is not a risk flight or a danger to the community. However, with the confirmation that Mendici is currently not in federal custody and no recent court filings, there is a likelihood that the case has already been resolved and the details of that resolution are sealed. You see how they trying to say boy snitching. He out too, just for, in case y'all want to know. Yeah, he out now. So I cannot put the snitch jacket on a motherfucker because that's one of the worst jackets you could put on somebody without having proof. But damn, that's crazy. Them motherfuckers, if he got caught with all that, but who knows, they might have been trying to put all that shit on him, so I can't speak on it. The boy was getting it, though. It's evident his boy told on him, though. Well, that's crazy, though. All right. Yeah, though, this right here is like, damn, it's some sad news to me, man. Y'all hear me on the show, Semaphore. I'm one of the few cats that like 50 Cent. You know what I mean? I think he's a great businessman. You know, I like the whole G-Unit dudes. And I really like that Tony Yayo, because Tony Yayo was loyal to 50 almost to a flaw. He always said, I ain't going to say almost to a flaw. He's supposed to be loyal to the boy. Nigga took him out the hood. But it's been times when Tony Yayo said, man, I'm going to stay here. Them niggas is crazy. I'm going to stay here. Keep on getting this 50 Cent money. Whatever 50 Cent do, I'm going to be with. You know, he said that, and I love that. That's what motherfuckers supposed to do. You know, his boy made it, and his boy helping him out. Shit, hell yeah, he's supposed to kill for him. You know what I mean? But look, it ain't like that no more. Peep this. G-Unit's Tony Yayo has fans scratching their heads this week after sending out some messages via social media about the fate of 50 Cent group. According to reports, the talk of New York Tony Yayo has turned his back on the unit and is looking at bigger opportunities. Shit, he ain't gonna find no bigger opportunities. Throughout the years, 50 Cent has had issues with almost every member of G-Unit, including Young Buck and Lloyd Banks. Now Yayo, the one that many thought would stick through thick and thin, also isn't on the best terms with Curtis. 50 ain't rocking with me, and Banks is saying, I laid my life down for the unit, but you live and you learn, says Yayo. Too much stress. I flew the world already. Dropped the album. Time to try new things. And the unit not together. Fuck it. That's what he told Vibe. Another day, Tony Yayo posting on Twitter remarks about disloyalty. It's funny how things and people change. Where all my so-called friends go? Yayo tweeted. He tweeted that on February 19th. And then he said, loyalty gets you nowhere in life. It's better to be a snake. You'll get further. Trust me. That's fucked up, and I feel like that sometimes too. And to make matters even more interesting, recently 50 Cent announced his departure from Shady Records on February 20th. It was posted that 50 Cent is leaving Interscope, the Universal back label that launched him into superstardom, and will take his G-Unit Records independent. The Queensborn rapper has signed a worldwide distribution agreement with Capitol and UMG, paving the way for the release of his new album, Animal Ambition, on June 3rd. The deal, announced through a press release from the label, marks the end of a period of uncertainty over when and where 50 Cent will drop his follow-up to 2009 Before I Self-Destruct, his most recent studio album. Despite clashes over the composition and timing of the new record over the past few years, Interscope had only kind words to say about him. Yeah, 50, man. 50, he's a smart guy, so I hope he know, man. Like, it's damn near over for him, man. As far as stateside, it's like people, they want new motherfuckers every few years, man. It's cold to say, no matter how tight you are, good songs you want, motherfuckers get tired of you, or your fans get older, and rap dudes just can't do the rolling stuff, rock shit, and last forever. It seemed like very few, man. Very few. But yeah, it's kind of over for 50 rap-wise, I believe. And I think he kind of know it too, but he gonna always be successful, I believe, man. Like, he did fat movie deals. He got his own movie production companies. He gonna eat. 50 gonna eat. He's smart. Like, he already know that rap shit is just some bullshit money. Kind of like how Cube doing it. You know what I mean? Cube don't give a fuck about the money he make off rap. He do it because he love it. All right. A Maryland beauty queen has turned in her crown after an altercation during the homecoming dance last month led to drug charges. Portia Harvey, crowned Miss University of Maryland Eastern Shore last fall, told school officials she resigned following the allegations. I said, damn, she came over some damn weed. Harvey, 21, of Newark, was initially arrested February 15th when she elbowed a campus police officer at a homecoming dance after he asked her to clear out of a crowded hallway. Princess Anne police said she was later jailed and charged with disorderly conduct. 3 days later, during a bail review in court, a bailiff found a small amount of marijuana on her when she passed through security scanners. Police said she was cited for marijuana possession. Harvey was released from custody upon signing a criminal citation. She still faced up to 60 days in jail and a $500 fine for the disorderly conduct and failure to obey charges, according to the Daily Times. Despite her resignation, a letter from the university's Office of Campus Life urged Harvey to relinquish her position as Miss University of Maryland Eastern Shore. So basically, the girl got caught with some weed on her at court. I don't know what the fuck she went to court for with weed on her. She was slipping big time. But it's only weed. It's legal here. They need to get that shit straight. They's gonna be, well, it's not legal here. I'm in California. But you get your medical card for damn near anything, and you can have up to a couple ounces on you. And then in Seattle, and, well, in Washington State and Colorado, it's legal, period. You don't need the medical card. So now this girl getting in trouble, got to turn her crown in and all this bullshit over some shit that's legal in a couple states away from her. Come on now. All right. Joan Rivers. Y'all know the old lady Joan Rivers. Y'all like, this boy telling news about Joan Rivers. Well, I debate my homeboys. I say Joan Rivers. Yeah, y'all already know what I'm going to say. No, I'm not a pervert. I'm not sick. But for, her, of course, her face looks fake and all that. But do y'all know how old she is? She 80 years old, dude. She look good for 80 years old. That surgery is great for 80 years old. Shit. All right, let me go on with the story, though. She look better. She look, they look better than her daughter. Shit. Her daughter, boy, got her daughter look plastic faces. She too young for that bullshit. All right, Joan Rivers was not a happy camper, and rightfully so, when the comedian had cake thrown at her at a QVC red carpet star event in L.A. on Friday. But what first seemed like a scary incident turned out to be a silly prank the E! Fashion host did with Miss Piggy. Someone threw a cake at Joan Rivers as she was leaving the QVC event at the Four Seasons. It was nuts, as the eyewitness said of the joke. She was leaving the event, and someone chucked the cake, and she screamed. She was absolutely covered. She was yelling for a car, added the insider. It was outside of the event. Joan was frantic and trying, getting through the crowd. So, yeah, let's picture this. And it's like, motherfucker, like throwing a rock at a motherfucker face with snow, but they threw a cake. You know, like the cartoon clowns and shit be doing. They fucked her up in her face, and she was scared. Like, they assaulted her, put it like that. They assaulted her. And it really wasn't funny because she's 80 years old, you know what I mean? Even though Joan Rivers, boy, she talk about everybody. She said Kanye them baby ugly. She talk about Michael Jackson after he was dead, you know. Joan Rivers blast everybody. She do some shit that ain't tasteful humor, you know what I mean? So, you know, I will say it's funny and everything, but like I said, they threw that motherfucking cake. Like, they assaulted the lady, and she 80 years old, you know what I'm saying? You can cap on or whatever, but you don't get physical with a motherfucker 80 years old, man. Like, they really scared her, too. That was fucked up. Alright. Okay, now, hey, y'all got me a new role model, man. Australian billionaire. I'm calling him Mr. or Sir Richard Lugner. That's another 80-year-old motherfucker. I think he's 81 or something. But this dude, he a trick, though. He kind of a trick. But he a billionaire, man. Fuck it. And he 80. If I'm 80 and I ain't married, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be a trick, too, then. Because I'm going to have to... I like young bitches, you know what I mean? I'm going to want me young bitches. I ain't going to want no... When I'm 80, I ain't going to want no 60-year-old. No, not even a 50-year-old. Shit, nah, it's a 50-year-old. But I ain't going to want no old bitch when I'm old. If I'm blessed to get old. And if I'm a billionaire, man, I want to do shit like this dude. Let me tell you what this dude did. All right, this dude a billionaire. And they got some type of opera thing every year in this city. Or state or whatever. So he take a new bitch to the ball every year. And like he a billionaire. So he pay these whoever like the famous bitches in the United States or around the world that he want to be his date. He pay him anywhere from $150,000 to $1 million. To come out and kick it with him. And let me tell y'all, give y'all some game on that, man. That I know somebody who did this type of shit. Some porno stars and shit. Some motherfuckers fly her and her homegirls to Dubai and give them like 30, 40 racks, 50 racks, and you know what I mean? Shit like that. Minimum 50 racks type shit. Each, you know, fly them out there, treat them like queens, buy them jewelry, all that book. Well, if you want to call it treated like queens. But anyway, but yeah, them motherfuckers be doing, man, you know what I mean? They be fucking fuck slaves when they get out there, basically. And that's basically what this motherfucker doing. Don't be fooled and confused. My new role model, Mr. Richard Lugner. He fucking these bitches. Now let me tell you the bitches who he brought previously. Excuse my French, cause some of these, you know, one of these cats ain't even here with us no more. Farrah Fawcett, and mind you, he 80 years old. When he brought Farrah Fawcett out there, she was fly. You see footage of Farrah Fawcett. She's on, I want to say, Johnny Carson show. She had a little leopard. She's looking like a little, like a Tarzan woman suit, and she's like the baddest. It's like one of the baddest bitches I've ever seen in my life. You could YouTube that or Google it. Like Johnny Carson, put Farrah Fawcett on Johnny Carson show or talk show, man. And she, man, her body was so banging and face was so pretty. But anyway, he brought her out there. Then one year he brought Carmen Electra out there. Brought Ivana Trump out there. Brought Joan Collins out there. Brought Bridget Nelson out there. Bridget Nelson used to be fly, y'all. She didn't look like she did when she was fucking with Flavor Flav, ass. She used to be bad. Google her, too. Pamela Anderson he brought out there. Paris Hilton he brought out there. And recently, who he brought out there the other day, Kim Kardashian. He gave her $500,000. But Kim Kardashian was a little smart. Kim Kardashian bought her mama with her. She was like, probably fuck that. I ain't fucking this motherfucker. But her mom might have been like, hey, you got fucked that motherfucker. Fuck him. You getting $500,000. Shit. Kanye, I tell her, fuck him. Shit, $500,000. But yeah, So Kim Kardashian, the reason why this is news is Kim Kardashian was there, and she said this motherfucker kept on trying to get her alone and shit, which he's supposed to have, 500 racks, shit. And then she didn't want to dance with the dude. The dude even admitted this, that, and then Kim said, my mama dance, I don't dance, you know, I don't really know how to dance, my mama dance with you, shit like that. So dude said that she was annoying and all this shit. And then he said they were filming their show, their Kardashian show. And so they laughed with their own camera crew and whatever. I would have asked for my money back. Shit. But anyway. And then the reason why they left though, Kim Kardashian said she was chilling. And some dude came in blackface with all kind of chains on, all kind of little rap chains. But they think of the rapper chains, and was trying to talk like Kanye West and act like it. That shit, I be dying, man. It's like footage of this dude, too. And he, like, had blackface on the chain. They say he's trying to like Kanye. So she said he was being racist. So they laugh or whatever. But that shit, I be dying, man. But, man, that motherfucker, man. Shit. He paid 500 grand. Fuck she thought, man. Said he couldn't get, he wanted to be alone with her. He kept it 100. I said, that's one of my new role models, dude, the gangster. And the Wowzer moment of the week or month, I should say, is George Lopez. It's footage of this boy laid out in Canada in a casino, like he got knocked out. He was asleep on the ground, but they said this motherfucker was just drunk. This happened on February 27th, the other day. Laid out. Check out that footage. And they arrested him for public intoxication. I'm pretty sure, because George Lopez is a funny dude. He go crack jokes about that shit. I can't wait to hear what he gonna say about that, because he is out for the count. Like, he was so, motherfuckers went in his pockets and took his drip, all that good shit. He was out. Yeah, that's, man, that's the news for this week. And that's gonna pretty much do it for this episode, y'all. So remember to download my show from iTunes or Podomatic or Stitcher. And on iTunes, remember, type Super Chuch Radio. That's spelled SUPACHUCH Radio. And you can also email me, same address, spelled the same way, superchuch@gmail.com. That's SUPACHUCH. @gmail.com. Alright, y'all. With that, I'm out. Till the next time. So, I'm gonna end my show like I always do. Feel free to be yourself, because everyone else is taken. Chuch.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life, all the Benjamins he let me count, wealth and health. For my family, and let me
fall
on these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles, and she tell me say when, and I say church. Preach. We make it light up like a church. Preach. She wanna fuck, and I say church. Preach. You live on Sunday like a church.
Bottle at the bottle, drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch them bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up.